Well, the US pressure over the treatment of the Uyghurs is likely to only deepen a wave of nationalistic fervour that's at play already in China over a dispute with the American Basketball League. That was sparked by a tweet from a manager of the US team, the Houston Rockets, in support of the protesters in Hong Kong. That triggered boycotts, bans and widespread anger. Chinese state TV has now targeted the NBA, saying freedom of speech in America should not include comments that challenge sovereignty. In Beijing, here's our China correspondent, Bill Birtles.
The basketball courts of Beijing are busy as usual. This nation has long been mad about the sport, and the NBA is wildly popular here. But a tweet from Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey supporting freedom in Hong Kong has changed everything. China's basketball authorities have cut ties, e-commerce giants have dumped merchandise, and state TV is refusing to broadcast pre-season games. Most people PM spoke to, like this man surnamed Liu, backed China's stance.
I've seen in the news that the US has freedom of speech, but on the issue I stand on China's side. Hong Kong has been a part of China since ancient times. So if this all means I just have to watch Chinese basketball, that's fine with me.
Another basketball fan who only wanted to give his surname Wang said he's annoyed that China's state TV is now refusing to broadcast pre-season games this week.
Sports and politics shouldn't mix. A sports guy shouldn't be talking about politics. It's not professional. And because of his comments, I can't even watch the NBA on TV anymore. I hate that guy.
While the dispute started between China and the Houston Rockets, it accelerated when the NBA's chief, Adam Silver, weighed in. He and everyone involved issued apologies, but he said the NBA won't curtail people's individual freedom of expression. China's state media reacted furiously, with broadcaster CCTV saying American freedom of speech doesn't include the freedom to challenge a country's sovereignty. Another fan in Beijing, who only wanted to give his surname Huang, captured the broader mood.
It was a wrong comment at the wrong time. The trade war has just made people more patriotic. China has just had its national day. Everyone is getting more and more patriotic. Plus, the Houston Rockets have always been so popular here, and he's their manager. The comment will just make everything worse.
China blocks its citizens from even seeing Twitter. But the government here has encouraged increasingly nationalistic web users to attack foreign companies and organizations that are perceived to have offended China's dignity. Some foreign analysts believe people in both government and the private sector are condemning the NBA to prove their loyalty in a time of rising nationalism. Just this week, jewellers Tiffany & Co. scrapped an advertising campaign after it was trolled for bearing faint resemblance to a pro-Hong Kong campaign. The sneaker company Vans booted several pro-Hong Kong protester designs from a global shoe competition supposed to encourage creative expression, seeking out and coercing foreign companies to adhere to China's strict censorship is becoming a sport for the nation's nationalists. At least for now, the NBA is holding firm, keeping Daryl Morey in his job and refusing to fully condemn him for speaking his mind. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for PM.